Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Game Theory: Understanding the Mathematics of Life by Brian Clegg is a popular science introduction to one of the most influential mathematical approaches to strategic behavior. Written for general readers rather than specialists, the book explains how game theory turns situations involving choice, conflict, cooperation, risk, and reward into structured models. Clegg frames the subject partly through his long interest in Isaac Asimov and the imagined science of psychohistory, then connects that fictional idea to the real mathematical study of decision-making among interacting agents. The book covers familiar concepts such as the prisoner's dilemma, expected value, min-max reasoning, Nash equilibrium, and Pareto efficiency, while also tracing the field's development through figures such as John von Neumann and John Nash. Its purpose is not to provide a technical textbook, but to show how abstract mathematical games illuminate economics, evolution, politics, military strategy, and everyday choices, while also exposing the limits of prediction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, game theory as a simplified model of strategic interaction. In Prection, Clegg presents game theory as a way of reducing complicated human and social situations into analyzable structures. A game in this sense does not mean entertainment, but any setting in which outcomes depend on the choices of more than one participant. The core move is abstraction: identify the players, the strategies available to them, and the payoffs associated with different combinations of choices. This simplification is powerful because it makes hidden incentives visible. Instead of treating conflict or cooperation as purely psychological, game theory asks what each participant can reasonably expect to gain or lose under different assumptions. Clegg emphasizes that such models are not exact replicas of life. They remove many details, including emotion, imperfect information, changing preferences, and social context. Yet that reduction is also why they can clarify recurring patterns. A wage negotiation, a biological competition, a political standoff, and a gambling problem can share similar logical structures. The book, therefore, treats mathematics not as a replacement for human judgment, but as a disciplined language for examining strategic dependence. Secondly, the prisoner's dilemma and the tension between self-interest and cooperation. A central example in the book is the prisoner's dilemma, one of the clearest demonstrations of why rational individual choices can produce collectively worse outcomes. In the standard setup, two participants must decide whether to cooperate or defect, with each person's reward depending on both decisions. The striking lesson is that the choice that seems safest for each individual can lead to an outcome that is worse for both than mutual cooperation. Clegg uses this type of example to show why game theory became important beyond gambling and recreational puzzles. It exposes conflicts between private incentive and shared benefit in economics, public policy, arms races, and social behavior. The reasoning also helps explain why trust, reputation, repeated interaction, and enforcement mechanisms matter. If a game is played only once, defection may appear dominant. If similar interactions recur, cooperation can become more rational because future consequences change the payoff structure. The book uses this dilemma not merely as a famous puzzle, but as a model for understanding why societies need norms, institutions, and credible commitments. Thirdly, from min-max strategy to Nash equilibrium and Pareto efficiency, Clegg gives attention to the historical development of game theory by distinguishing several major solution concepts. John von Neumann is associated with min-max reasoning in zero-sum games, where one player's gain is exactly another player's loss. In such settings, a rational strategy often involves limiting the worst possible damage rather than simply chasing the best possible reward. This is useful because it formalizes caution under direct opposition. John Nash expanded the field by addressing non-zero-sum games where players' interests may overlap as well as conflict. A Nash equilibrium occurs when no participant can improve their result by changing strategy alone, given the strategies chosen by others. This does not necessarily mean the outcome is fair, efficient, or desirable. It means the situation is stable under individual incentives. Pareto efficiency adds another angle. An outcome is Pareto efficient if no one can be made better off without making someone else worse off. By presenting these ideas together, Clegg shows that game theory does not offer one universal answer. It provides different criteria for judging stability, risk, efficiency, and mutual benefit. Fourthly, applications across economics, evolution, and military decision-making. The book highlights the unusually wide reach of game theory. In economics, it helps analyze markets, bargaining, auctions, competition, and coordination problems because economic actors often respond not only to prices, but also to expected behavior by others. In evolutionary biology, Ging theoretic reasoning can describe how strategies such as aggression, cooperation, signaling, or restraint may persist when they affect survival and reproduction. The participants need not consciously calculate. Selection can favor patterns that behave as if they were strategic. Clegg also notes more controversial applications, including military planning and nuclear strategy, where game theory was used to think about deterrence, escalation, and mutual vulnerability. These examples show both the appeal and the danger of formal modeling. A payoff table can reveal incentives that ordinary discussion misses, but it can also create a false sense of control when applied to morally extreme or uncertain situations. The book's interdisciplinary range is important because it prevents game theory from appearing as a narrow mathematical curiosity. It becomes a common framework for conflicts and dependencies wherever choices interact. Lastly, the limits of mathematical prediction in real human behavior, a recurring implication of Clegg's approach, is that game theory is illuminating but not omniscient. The comparison with Asimov's fictional Psychohistory is useful because it raises the desire for a mathematics that could predict human society. While the real discipline remains more modest, game theory depends on assumptions about preferences, knowledge, rationality, and payoff values. In many real situations, those assumptions are uncertain. People may misread incentives, value fairness over material gain, act from habit, or respond emotionally. Institutions and culture can alter what counts as a rational choice. Even when a model is internally correct, it may not generate a single practical recommendation. Multiple equilibria can exist, or the predicted equilibrium may be unattractive. Clegg therefore treats equations and payoff tables as tools for inquiry rather than mechanical decision machines. This limitation is not a weakness of the subject so much as a necessary caution. The value of game theory lies in sharpening questions. What are the incentives? Who can change strategy? What information is missing? And why might sensible behavior lead to poor collective results? In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want an accessible but intellectually serious introduction to game theory without committing to a formal mathematics textbook. It will appeal to readers of popular science, economics, decision theory, social science, and applied mathematics, especially those who want to understand why concepts such as the prisoner's dilemma and Nash equilibrium became so influential. The practical benefit is not a list of simple tactics for winning every interaction. Rather, the book helps readers notice incentive structures, distinguish individual rationality from collective welfare, and recognize when cooperation, deterrence, or strategic restraint may arise from the shape of a situation. Its intellectual benefit is broader. It shows how a mathematical field that began with games of chance and formal contests became a language for thinking about markets, evolution, politics, and war. Compared with many introductory books in this area, Clegg's treatment stands out for its popular science framing, historical context, and connection between mathematical abstraction and cultural imagination, especially the comparison with Asimov's fictional Psychohistory. It is realistic about the limits of prediction, which makes it more balanced than accounts that present game theory as a universal key to behavior. If you would like to support Brian Clegg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.